What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Off the Record. I'm your host, Imogen Marshall, and as always, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All the details are on our website at www.offtherecorduk.com. Now, before we welcome this week's guest, we have the news. So this week has been yet another busy week in the country music industry. We had the brand new Dixie Fields Fest in Chelmsford that went off so well. Everyone I spoke to absolutely had an amazing time. In other news in the States, Jordan Davis and his wife are expecting their first child. I know I'm not alone in being so excited to see Jordan Davis when he supports Old Dominion over here in October. Chuck Wicks married his wife. Now wife, Casey Williams, in Mexico this weekend, so congratulations to them. Old Dominion have also announced that they are releasing their self-titled new album in October, so I'm so looking forward to that. And Taylor Swift ranked among the highest earning celebrities in the world, so it shows that sometimes music does pay off. In terms of releases this week, we had Clara Bond from Triple Threat Entertainment's Pink Wine, which was released this week, and it's already been spotlit by New Music from Nashville, so make sure to go and check that one out. It's one of my favourite songs that she's ever released, so it's a great one. Gabby Barrett has released her song, The Good Ones, which was inspired by her fiancé, Cade Fona. Chris Young and Lauren Elena duetted on Town Ain't Big Enough, and we'll be speaking to Lauren Elena on next week's podcast. She was an absolute joy to chat to, so I can't wait to share that one with you guys. Midland released their new song, Playboys, which is just another banger. I love Midland and everything they bring to the table always. Kenny Chesney released his song, Tip of My Tongue, that is another great track, along with Kane Brown, Like a Rodeo. Both of them are just, you know, they're both just very solid artists who always consistently release tune after tune after tune. So they're absolute joys. So that's been your news for this week. And next up, we've got the lovely Rob Mays, who many of you will know from his acting career in Mistresses and the like. And he's also been 90210, but he's this year embarked on his solo country music career. And he was absolutely lovely to talk to as well. I hope you guys enjoy this chat. And thank you to him for coming on the podcast. So here you go.
Hello.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Imogen.
Good, how you doing?
Oh, good. So your current single, My Heart Is Bleeding, has been out for nearly 2 weeks now. How are you feeling about it, and how good does it feel to have released it into the world?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. Yeah. You know, it's a song that I wrote, you know, solely. It was just me. It wasn't a co-write, you know, like
that's really
so
cool.
Many songs are these days. And
yeah.
And so it was really personal, and I had written it about a relationship, and I mean, it's been pretty cool.
You know, yeah.
I'm thrilled that I was able to get Eugene Edwards on the project.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I've been a big fan of his guitar playing for years, since I first saw Dwight Yoakam years ago on stage.
Yeah, really cool to
have
him involved.
He's been with Dwight for a long time, and Mark DeSisto, who is Dwight's engineer.
Yeah.
He engineered the song in large part and then mixed it. So it was in good hands, and I've been very, very blessed, and I'm really happy with how it turned out.
Yeah, you know, you've got some good people involved. You don't feel, it must be sort of one of those things that, I mean, it's always scary, like you've written this song on your own, and it's like so incredibly personal, and then you take it to people and you're like, don't ruin it, don't mess it up.
Well, you know, I pretty much I mean, because it is so personal, and I have the vision, mm-hmm. and what I want it to sound like, you know, that's why I reached out to Eugene, and I said, hey, you know, would you be interested in doing this? And he said, yeah, of course, and with Mark, and so, you know, they knew my vision, and when we were all in the studio together, it just blossomed, and it became even more than I anticipated. So it wasn't scary at all. It was just thrilling and
amazing.
It was so cool to see, you know, my vision take extra flight by having these guys on board that just, you know, are some of the best out there.
Yeah. And obviously this year's been a pretty big year for you, because obviously you come from an acting background, but you haven't really, this has been the first year of releasing music into the world. Kind of what spurred you to like finally release music? Had it been something that had been a long time coming?
My entire life. I mean, I've been playing, it's my first love, and I've been playing since I was five, and guitar since, I don't even know, maybe 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
I've been writing music and songs, you know, since I first started playing the piano.
That's crazy.
And, you know, I've really enjoyed my film roles, my TV roles. I got some great stuff that's forthcoming and coming out this year. But you know, there's something about music that's so immediate and so personal, and there's so much control that you have, and such a direct through line, you know, from your soul, from your psyche to your emotion, from your heart to the keyboard or to the piano or to the guitar or to the page, you know, to your voice, to the vocal. So, you know, I had my voice teacher years ago had me play for Tommy Page, who is a very successful singer in his own as an artist years ago, and then he transitioned into the label side of things as a music executive, and he made a name for himself there. And I was looking at the Trade magazine's deadline, and you know, as I peruse by the time, and this was a couple of years ago, and I was perusing it, reading the news, and I had seen that Tommy had taken his own life.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't know him very well, but I had sung, and he said initially back then, he goes, what are you doing with this like really intimate singer-songwriter stuff?
Yeah.
You know, he goes, I see you doing like big arena acts. He goes, why don't you follow in the footsteps of Bon Jovi? Like, be the front man of a big group, a big sound, packed arenas. And I was like, whoa. And at that time in my life, this was many, many, many years ago, that's not at all what I could even envision for myself. And I, you know, I said, wow, thanks, but no thanks. And then
you're like, none of my stuff.
I saw that he had, but when I saw that he had taken his own life, and it was such a shock to everyone who knew him so well, I thought, you know what, life is too short, and this is what I really, really loved. And, you know, I'm going to continue to act and continue to enjoy that process in my career there. But, you know, there's downtime. And even when there's not downtime, there's a way and a need to create and get this music out there. So that really was, long story, but that was the
I love that.
The evolution and then the more immediate impetus to pursue it in a much greater capacity.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny thing, I guess, because acting, obviously, you're pretending to be another person, whereas almost music is kind of the polar opposite, where it's you're being so yourself and releasing something that's just so, so personal, and that's where the best music comes from. It's kind of a funny dichotomy.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, and if you look at a lot of these artists out there who, you know, are actors and musicians, songwriters, singers, you know, whatever it is. They put so much of themselves into both sides.
Yeah,
and you start to realize as an actor that it's less about becoming somebody else and more about tapping into the own truth that's within you.
Yeah.
And letting something inside of you blossom more.
Yeah.
And that's what you tap into. So it's less about becoming somebody else and about harnessing and using what's actually already within you.
Yeah, it's good lesson for life.
Which is why I think it could be a scary thing for somebody, you know, like Heath Ledger playing the Joker. Like, yeah, of course, that's not him on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And outwardly looking in, you would say, oh, it's a completely different person. And in many respects, it, quote unquote, was.
Yeah.
But the truth that he brought to it, that doesn't come exogenous
from nowhere.
It comes from within.
Yeah. I love that. And on that note, I guess, has it always been, because, you know, truth has always been the core of country music. Was that something, I guess, has country always been the way your heart and soul is in terms of music?
I love every genre. I mean, I've been the classical my entire life.
Yeah.
I love Rachmaninoff. My father, my family, they played in bands their entire lives. Big jazz performers. You know, so I can appreciate different styles, but the truth, the country music, the harmonies, the pedal steel, to me is the most beautiful sound in the world.
Oh, it gets me every
and
time.
And there's no other instrument that can replicate that sound.
No.
You know, and it's one of the hardest instruments to play. I mean, you've got pedals and knee levers and...
It's so many things.
It's so many things, you know. But it's the storytelling, the truth, the harmonies, the composition, the whole ethos behind what a country song is and what country music stands for. It's just what speaks to me, you know, since I was a kid, a very young kid.
Yeah. And I guess so when you came to release your debut single, and obviously it was Closer, why did you decide to lead out with that one? Like, how hard was it to decide to lead out with that song? I mean, I can imagine you've written an incredible number of songs, and it must just have been really difficult to know which one to go with.
I mean, I've written, hundreds of songs over the years, and so many over the last couple. And, you know, in terms of determining which of these songs was going to be the one that I decided to lead with, that was actually, it was a pretty simple decision.
Yeah.
You know, I want to lead with something that was catchy and something that that was poppy.
Yeah.
You know, more pop leaning. Didn't make you think too much. Just, you know, just like, oh, this is a song that makes you feel good that you hopefully want to sing along to. And so that was Closer. And I had written that, you know, the first time I had been to Nashville, and so it just made sense. You know,
it's kind of like a full circle moment.
It's been more of a struggle to try to determine what the next single is going to be. You know, because I've got so many songs now. It's like, you know, what is the journey I want to take the listener on?
Yeah, and that's the hard part.
You know, and you release one song, and it's like, ooh, it could be a bigger diversion, or you release a string of songs that are kind of sonically. Live in the same space.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm living right now. You know, trying to figure out what's coming next.
Yeah. So I guess on that note, have you got plans for the rest of the year to see what's coming next, or is it kind of just an organic, we'll see what happens?
Yeah, I mean, I try to always keep it as organic as possible. And,
For sure.
At the end of the day, it's what my gut's telling me. Is what I lead with, no matter. You know, I had some people tell me, you know, don't release My Heart Is Bleeding. You know, wait, too sonic but different. And I said, well, you know what, it feels right.
I want to do it.
And so, you know, I got to trust what's always been my saving grace and what's gotten me to this point in my life and my career
100%.
Thus far. And it's my gut, you know, and of course the support of my family, my friends, and hard work and a hell of a lot of luck.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it comes down to what you feel, you know, and that truth within your gut.
Just so, something to be said for it.
You know, I just finished a Christmas movie with Marla Sokoloff and with Marie Osmond, and really excited about that. Just got back from Utah, so that'll be coming out later this year.
Exciting.
I've got a movie coming out with Val Kilmer and with Jake Busey and Annalyn McCord, a Western that they've been working on for a very long time.
Exciting.
I think they just locked picture, so that'll be coming out later this year. Really excited about that.
Yeah.
I've got a thriller coming out with Samira Armstrong later this year as well. They just locked picture on that.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just notified me that they're using Closer I think My Heart Is Bleeding in that picture. So that'll be coming out.
Amazing.
And then I got another one that just won Best Family Picture at the Golden State Film Festival not too long ago. It's also using some of my music. That comes out later this year.
Crazy.
And that's all on the film front. And then in terms of music, I'm off to Nashville again next week.
Yeah.
And I'm back in the studio finishing up some stuff. I've got a cover of a song that I don't want to spoil.
Don't spoil it yet.
that's coming soon. My EP is going to be dropping in September. And I've got enough singles that I'm you know, feeling really positive about, you know, to release essentially one a month for the next year and change. So
amazing.
It's pretty exciting.
It's really exciting times.
I'm really stoked to share it.
We can't wait to hear it. So thank you so much for taking time to chat with me, and I can't wait to hear the EP and all the new releases coming soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm so glad that Pip put us in touch.
He's been
a supporter for so long, and I'm so grateful to know him and to have his support. So I'm grateful that he put us in touch.
No, me too. Thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Okay, chat soon.
Chat soon. Bye.
Bye-bye. Move a little closer, and I just want to hold you. I want to wrap you up in my arms. So make some space next to your heart. Now to take it slower, and I just want to show you. And even though you're right next to me, it feels like miles in between. Take a chance, girl, I dare you.
So thank you so much to Rob. And that will do for episode 76 of Off the Record. Make sure to tune in next week where we've got the lovely Lauren Elena on the podcast. Have a great week. Bye, y'all.